Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Thank you so much. It is the Small Top 10. I'm joined this evening by Alex. How are you?
Great, as always. Still, I came in here having a great time, still having a great time.
There's been a revelry and joy galore here in the 95 BFM studio. Where might people know you? Do you want to give a little intro?
Yes, I am Alex Stone. I am the front woman sounds like a bad term. I am the vocalist and guitarist for local doom metal / noise outfit Ragged Veins. You may have seen us around at Audio Foundation or other places.
Yeah,
that's about it. It's cool.
See, that's your claim to fame. I like the idea that if you're the front woman, then Ari is the
backman. Yeah, and that is certainly not the case. We like to play horizontally.
Yeah, totally. So would you like to introduce the topic of your small top 10 this evening?
Yeah, being asked to pick a top 10 that isn't music related is really hard because music's kind of all I've got.
This is the challenge. I feel like there's too many people who... Too many segments on BFM where people bring in songs, and I'm like, no songs.
Absolutely.
All concepts.
Songs on the radio, get out of here.
Yeah. We had that caller last week. He hated songs. He'd done it when he was 15. We've all been there. We've all done that. So you've chosen.
Yeah, I didn't really think I'd have too many things that would be interesting, but to those who know me well know that I'm an extremely anxious person, which is sometimes all I've got, really, if you've ever listened to my music. So, what I've got here are the top 10 existential crises, and we're using that term a bit broadly to mean more things that spook me to the point that they will send me into an existential crisis to think about.
Now
we're getting real here on a Wednesday.
I feel like it's the perfect time of year for this. I feel like, you know, we're coming up to Christmas, we're coming up to New Year, it's almost a new decade. I feel like existential crises abound. Yeah, it's very excited. It's excited. I'm excited. Everything's excited. There's an audio exciter happening somewhere, probably. We're going to get right into it.
10.
10.
So here at 10, we have one that everyone has to go through at some point. Solipsism. Just that horrible feeling that, what if I am the only person in existence and everyone else does not think like I do? They don't have their own thoughts. They're all zombies. I am a brain in a vat, etc., etc., etc. I went through that at about 15, 16. Some people still haven't. Jeff Bezos. And,
solipsism is a really interesting one because, as most listeners have probably guessed by how I love to wank on, I did a philosophy degree. And so there's a bit when you do a philosophy degree where they talk about the things that are untenable positions. People sometimes will accuse other people of having these positions, but no one actually believes this stuff. And one of them is solipsism. And that involves explaining to people in the class what solipsism is, the idea that you're the only real person who exists and everyone else is just not real or doesn't have emotions or doesn't even exist at all. And some people in these classes would be like, what? Maybe that is true. They hear it for the first time. Someone's like, do you want to hear about an idea that's not real? And they're like, yep. And it gets explained to them and they're like,
oh my God,
that could be real though. It's big. It's a big moment for a lot of 18-year-old philosophy students. All right, I think this list is off to a very strong start. Are we ready for number 9?
Nine.
So here at number 9, we have, along a similar vein, what if we're in a simulation universe, which is one that gets thrown around more and more as absurd as current events go.
Yes.
I think one of my favorite theories of this was that the predicted world's end in 2012 actually did happen. Was supposed to happen, and in a Y2K-like situation, the Matrix has been glitching and glitching out even more and more since then, turning into this horrible accelerationist future we're currently in. But I'd like to say that simulation universe isn't really that much of a crisis, which is why it's so low here at 9, because it's a good thing if this is a simulation.
So this is one of the ones that Elon Musk likes, right?
Mm.
He's a big simulation fan.
Yeah.
And it's I just never really... this one never really got me, personally. I definitely had a what if everyone's a robot moment. But I feel like, I don't know. Is the Matrix? Is it, why would that, why is it scary? Brain in a jar? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to justify the things you're doing and how it affects other people if you don't think that any of it's real, Elon.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. This is where we have to say that everything is real and the things you do have consequences.
Yes,
I'm really
do.
Sorry. Sorry if that might be coming up on the list, actually.
There's your existential crisis. Actions have consequences.
Oh, no.
8.
Okay, so at number 8, this is a fun one. I've just got it written down here as I'm going to become my mother, but can translate over however you want. More in that, like, how we all inherit our parents' trauma and how the systems that our parents have used to deal with the bad things in their life are some of the very first things that we learn in our lives, and we pick that up and how we're sort of eternally shaped by that.
Yeah.
And we all live with that horrible fear that we're going to grow into these terrible people that raised us. And that's a classic one. I'm sure everyone can vibe with that.
I'm surprised this isn't higher up on the list. Today I'm wearing braid pigtails. Mm. And this was a thing that I was waiting for a long time for my hair to get long enough to do this. When it finally got long enough, I was like, great, I'm going to finally do the braid pigtail look that I've wanted. Looked in the mirror, and I looked just like a specific photo of my mother from like the mid-70s. And I was like, is this why I wanted to do this? Is this why I want to do many things in my life? I had a big, it was a really weird. parents, huh? What's the deal
with
that?
Can't live with them? Can't,
Yep. remember, you can text in your own existential crises to 5395.
Seven.
Number 7.
Okay, so here we have another fun one of all of human evolution potentially resulting from space viruses, and that's a big one. So there's a fun theory called panspermia.
Yep.
In which, because we found all sorts of viruses. We found E. coli in comet trails, I believe.
Okay.
In space. So E. coli exists in space. They've found bacteria growing on the outside of the International Space Station in the frozen void of space. Bacteria still live and thrive there. And so there's a fun theory that a lot of meteors and other extraterrestrial
debris
matter has carried such viruses and the like here, and because of viruses' ability to change the behavior of their hosts in the case of a lot of things, and the fact that we have such a massive amount of the human population infected with lots of different STIs and the like that can change their own behavior. If you look at all of the kings and queens who died of syphilis and the that all of human evolution may be from those viruses propagating themselves and changing our own behavior, which is absolutely terrifying when it comes to thinking about how any of our actions are actually our own actions.
Okay.
And we're not just being played by a virus. The fun part of this also being
that this has got a few different crises
in it. Yeah, it's layered. It's very, very layered. And when you factor in that under climate change, because of permafrost in the Arctic melting, there are ancient viruses that have not seen the light of day for like millions of years,
like
maybe.
The film The Thing.
Yeah, that are now out there and unfreezing themselves. And that's terrifying what that may mean for all of human evolution.
Oh, wow. This has got so much in it. I wasn't expecting the, like, triple whammy of, like, how much do we make our own decisions, a little bit of ancient aliens, some, like, 2001 A Space Odyssey, some climate change even in there. Wow, you really packed a lot into that one crisis. I guess that's why it's a crisis, you know. That's why it's number 7. I'm kind of terrified for what the top 6 are going to be now. Did you hear that they accidentally spilled a bunch of tardigrades on the moon?
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we might be, the moon might be getting colonized with tiny little water bears. That's exciting.
6.
Okay, so going on from that one, we have the big one that we all know and love.
Oh, God. I'm so worried.
No, it just tracks on from the next one, which is just free will. It doesn't exist. We all have to realize that at some point.
Strong.
Fun to believe that it does, of course. And there we go, right? We're all the victims of our social forces anyway, and our upbringings, and whatever chemical stuff going on, and maybe viruses too, allegedly here. It doesn't exist, but it doesn't matter that it doesn't exist, right?
This is another one that I experienced a lot during first year philosophy, and then subsequently when I tutored first year philosophy, is someone in the class would say, but free will's not real anyway. And then you'd see people kind of shuffle back into their chair and look through time. Like,
yeah. Just slowly collapsing in on themselves, being like, oh my God, the thing that I was going to do it anyway. Like, yeah. Yes, that's right.
I had a big argument with a guy in combat boots and waist length beard about whether free will existed. I reckon it's probably all good. There's a very long text message that I'm going to read in a minute, but let's play some music while we get to terms. It's got hearts, which is really lovely. Okay, this is your number 5 tonight.
Number 5.
It is Yeremy with Next Room Over.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95BFM. That was Awake But Still In Bed with Fathers. Before that, we had Jeremy with Next Room Over. And it is the small top 10. Alex, you're talking about top 10 existential crises. We got a text in that was about how you do grow into, like, your parents, but then when you have kids, it helps you to recognize the imperfections in yourself and also realize, like, love your parents more. And that's, like, one of the most beautiful sentiments I've ever been texted on the radio.
It's lovely.
It was really nice. So yeah, on that note, let's talk about more crises.
Five.
Yeah, so this one's fun, and I'm not sure how universally relatable this is, but
okay.
Let's talk the collapse of ancient civilizations. Mesopotamia.
Perfect. This is perfect top 10 content. All right. Wait, Mesopotamia specifically?
Oh, no. Just among others. Among
just
others.
Among, okay.
More just the gargantuan amount of lost wisdom. Even, like, simple things from, like, building techniques that we will just... Mm. We just don't understand that were there for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years before us. And then something happened and they're just gone forever.
Yeah, I actually think about this one a lot. I was reading about the ancient Roman, like, herb that they basically put in everything that they farmed to extinction because they couldn't figure out how to farm it, so they basically harvested the wild population until it died. Yep, got sad about that. Also, they still don't know how they made Roman concrete, which harder over time because of some kind of chemical. Mineral thing they put in it. They made amazing seawalls and stuff. Ah, this makes me feel weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. Also thinking a lot about mastabas recently.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The tiny things, like tiny tomb mounds that came before the pyramids. Yeah.
Why don't we build ziggurats anymore?
I don't know. Maybe this one's fun. Maybe this one isn't a crisis.
Yeah. The real existential crisis here is why won't any zoning boards approve the giant ziggurat I want to build in the CBD? Yeah,
exactly. Well, I mean, I'm kind of thankful that we don't have, like, John Key's pyramid.
You know?
Like... I mean, Muldoon definitely would have built one. Well, this... Farah, I'm thinking about old things now.
Four.
Number four.
This one's been my mood for the entire year.
Okay.
It's Neanderthal art.
Wow! It's really taken a turn in the top five, hasn't it? Okay, you're going to have to go in depth on this.
Okay, so this is like, I wrote a song about this. I got so hyphy about it.
Yeah.
But I found out, like, earlier this year that they'd carbon dated a bunch of cave paintings in France.
Yeah.
That go back about 100,000 years prior to when Homo sapiens would have been occupying the area. So to when Neanderthals would have been doing that. And it's incredible. Like, they had all these customs and stuff they found to a bunch of stalagmites, like, ripped out of the earth and, like, arranged in a circle and burned with, like, the bones of, like, the ancient dead. I just quoted my own lyrics. But they it's absolutely phenomenal because what we've found out from that, like, other than, like, that I think what was the quote from the article when I read it was that what if the first humans stumbled into caves and found the walls ablaze with ancient visions, and that's like the most metal thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
But
they're gone.
Oh yeah, no, here's the implication. Art is not innate to humanity. We received this, we learned this. It did not belong to us.
Oh. See,
there's the fear.
Okay, I never thought about that one. Okay, do you have anything to make me feel better about this?
Yeah, it's cool as hell.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's true. It's cool as hell. I mean, I guess, like, people have Neanderthal DNA in us, right?
Yeah, they do. Like, it's there's been, like, a very weird thing of, like, bad theories going around that, like, the Neanderthals were, like, very stupid or slow or something. They weren't. They ate a lot of legumes. They didn't just go around hunting megafauna, you know, like...
I know when anyone accuses me of being
stupid
and
lentils.
Slow, I'm like, I actually eat...
Yeah, excuse me, my peanut intake.
Yeah.
But no, they... It is, they more... It's seeming to suggest that, like, they tend to they tended to kind of just breed with Homo sapiens and stuff and coexist, because that's literally what people do. People have always done that. They've coexisted, not hunted each other to extinction. My God, you survivalists. But the really scary part about this is that there's a lab in the United States right now that has taken DNA from a Neanderthal, and they are growing a Neanderthal brain in a petri dish or whatever. Well, probably not a petri dish specifically. Sorry for my scientific lingo there.
Is this real?
Yes, this is real.
What? Okay.
And this is what I hate, to see what the Neanderthal brain may have looked like and how it may think and stuff. And all I can think of is there is an ancient consciousness trapped inside there. Has science gone too far? Science might not agree with me. I think so. Yep.
I feel insane after number four. Please make number three a bit more like low key. I mean, it's already chosen. There's nothing we can do
three.
Now. Three.
So here we've got all I've written here is language. And I'm talking about the whole symbolic order here. But like, this one gets me a lot because I have a lot of trouble communicating things with other people. But like, there's no way to know that anyone else has understood what you've said and how you meant it.
Yes.
Or has taken away from that. And like, sometimes there's no way to describe what you're feeling, what you're thinking, even though it's there. Like, you just can't translate like the real into like the imaginary into...
Yeah.
That, and it's, that's terrifying. Like, this one messes me up probably more than any other, shamefully so, because it's such a basic, small thing. But, like, you don't even know if other people, like, see colors the same as you or anything. And there's no way to communicate that. There's literally no way built into any form of communication to, like, communicate to another person what you mean and to know that, you know?
I think this one's, like, actually, like, pretty intense, because I think there's a lot of things in society that are telling you that this isn't true. Like, there's a lot of people who will spend a lot of time just being like, no, words relate directly onto thing in world. Yeah. I mean, I keep talking about my philosophy degree tonight. I'm so sorry, listeners. You don't want to hear
this.
About that. But there was one professor who was just like, anyone who says anything other than language is a direct representation of thing in world is a huge idiot.
Well, Jacques Lacan may have been a huge idiot, but not for this reason.
He had beautiful taste in scarves, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, if you can have such insight into this deep existential crisis and still pull off looks with such panache, I feel like there's hope for all of us. I think we're ready for number two.
Two.
Oh, this is dark. We have the capacity for humans to justify heinous acts through ideology.
Yep. Big, yep, this is a big one. I think this is, I don't know what number one's gonna be if this is number two, because this is like pretty full noise. Yeah, yep, do we need to like give examples of this one?
Yeah, I'm not like sure, just all of history's great atrocities were just people following orders, and that's just, that keeps me up every night. That's too scary to think of, that people can justify things to themselves like that and just follow through on them.
Yeah,
Nothing but horror here.
Yeah. Yeah, I recently listened to a podcast about the colonization of the Congo.
Oof, yeah, that's a big one.
And I have no words for this, I'm sorry. This is the bit where you plug things now?
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. I've got a very exciting gig coming up at Wine Cellar on Friday the 13th. Always a good date. It doesn't
very
have a spooky
exciting
theme or anything. The lineup is incredible. We have my own band, Ragged Veins. We have Som, NT Honey, and The Biscuits.
That's a very good lineup. NT Honey, their recent release has been getting a lot of play on BFM. Big, yeah.
Yeah, it's excellent. There's it's a real variety of sounds.
Yeah.
But they're all really good. Not to toot my own horn there, which
that's
is cool.
That's what this whole part of the show is for. It's all horn tooting.
Yeah, and like The Biscuits are like incredible. They've been on a hiatus as of late, but like they're back and in their own words here are super pumped to play and will bring it. Which I've never seen them not bring it, so
they
I don't even know what them saying they'll bring it means, because like they're a phenomenal band. They might be, yeah, they're definitely up there. They're one of my absolute favorite local bands and I'm just super stoked to share the card with them. And we'll be starting on time, which is 8:30, because there's four bands and we all like to get a good night's sleep. So, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, an 80% woman playing, which is really nice.
Very, very exciting. Okay, well, I mean, I'll be there. That sounds rad.
I will be there too.
Any other hot plugs? No? Okay, that's good.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'm just actually trying to put off number one because I'm scared now.
one.
But let's just do it, number one.
Well, we have the relentless march of capitalism going forward into climate change, which I think is a very popular crisis that everyone is experiencing right now.
I think we're all deep inside of this crisis right now.
Yeah,
it seems to be the big one.
That horrible, horrible feeling of why have I and everyone and every living being I know been condemned to death so that someone else may profit?
Yeah, I feel like it's maybe left not as much room for the other ones. Like, sometimes I wish I had more time to think about Neanderthal consciousness. Yeah. But I'm like, oh no, the world's on fire.
Yeah, it's happening. It's terrifying. We're all gonna burn to death. Hell is real. You're in it. New Ragged Veins dropping 2020. Thank you for having me.
Yes!
That's how you cut a promo.
Oh my god, it's so good. All right, so you've chosen a song with which to play us out. Would you like to introduce this song?
Yes, this is the only song that there is. I'm sure you've heard it on the radio because it's the only song that there is at all. This is Shiny Happy People by R.E.M.
You heard it here and everywhere else.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. the 95 BFM Small Top 10.